I'm going to read this. I'm just going to read it. The goal of illusion is as closely tied to faithlessness as faith is tied to the truth. So if you lack faith in anyone to fulfill imperfectly his part in any situation dedicated in advance to truth, your dedication is divided. If you lack faith in anyone to fulfill perfectly their part in any situation that you dedicated in advance to truth, it means your dedication is divided. So a divided dedication would be a dedication where I have lack of faith in you playing your part. So, if I have lack of faith in you playing your part in any situation that we've said in advance that we are looking for peace and love together, then my dedication to you is a divided dedication. If I say I'm dedicated to you and I don't have any faith in you playing your part in our relationship being peaceful, then I have a divided dedication. If I say I have absolute dedication to you, but I don't have faith that you're going to play your part in your part in this goal that we set, if you're not going to do your part, then I have a divided dedication. If you think I'm not going to do my part in having peace in my relationship with you all, then you all have a divided dedication with me. You're not dedicated to me completely. You have a divided dedication. Part of your dedication is in the idea of setting the goal, and the other part of your dedication is focused on you not believing I can do it. That's a divided dedication. The person tell you they're going to stop drinking, and you say, boy, I really support you in that goal, and you don't believe that they can do it, you have a divided dedication. So, it doesn't mean you're bad. It just means you're being faithless to your brother, and now you're using your faithlessness against me. You're faithless to me, and you're using your faithlessness against me by believing that I will not play my part in the goal that we set together. So now you're using my faithlessness against me. And no relationship is holy unless its holiness goes with it everywhere. So no relationship is truly loving or truly happy or truly real unless the realness of it goes with it everywhere. It's not just real at home. It's real out at the movies. And it's real when you go visit somebody. And that love is real when you go to a social situation. That love is real everywhere if it's really real. My love is only real at home after 7. Up until then, you ain't getting no love from me. I love you as long as we are behind closed doors. I love you in public, but I don't love you in private. See, my love is not real with you until my love goes with you everywhere we go. The Course in Miracles teaches you how far off, that you're so far off the mark that there's no way you can possibly get back by yourself. And you won't even entertain trying to get there by yourself because you can't even believe the goal is possible. It's like when you hear stuff like, okay, if it's real, it's going to be real everywhere, no matter where I go, it's real. Then in my mind, well, how can I make that possible? That's right. That's the whole point of it. It's to introduce you to a thought system that's beyond what you can do by yourself. That's the whole point of it, is to make you go, that sounds impossible. Good. That means you know you can't do it by yourself. You couldn't do it without help. You couldn't do it without guidance. So now you become really ready for help because for the first time in your life, you recognize you need it. See, the rest of the time, you're trying to do it on your own by yourself as a symbol of your maturity. Yeah. That's why adulthood is deadly. A child will go, I don't know what that means, tell me. An adult will lie to you and tell you they know what something means and they have no idea. Just rather than seem like they don't know. They just make up something. Somebody asks me about something I don't even know nothing about. I find myself trying to give them an answer. Earl, how do rockets work? Well, let me tell you. Well, there's oxygen. You know, an adult just doesn't want to say, I don't know. I don't know. What's the answer to I don't know? I don't know, because we're so afraid to look ignorant. So our desire to make ourselves believe we know all the time, that is what's covering up our real thoughts and our real guidance, because we're not open to it, because we're trying to be right more than we're trying to be happy. Wow. So the Course says, now the goal's reality, I love this, he says, He says, as holiness and faith go hand in hand, so much must its faith go everywhere with it. This faith has got to go everywhere with it. Now, the goal's reality will call forth and accomplish every miracle needed for its fulfillment. The goal's reality will call forth and accomplish every miracle needed to fulfill the goal. Your goal will call forth everything that's needed to accomplish your goal. That's why you want to set a goal, because your goal will call forth every miracle that's needed to make the goal happen. I want the peace of God. I want the peace of an unconditional love. I will never feel emotionally secure with a person who doesn't love me unconditionally, as well as having to feel secure within myself. I know security ultimately comes from within myself, but also in terms of relationship, I could never feel completely emotionally secure with someone whose love was conditional for me. Because anybody's love that's conditional for me is a love I could lose. And how could I ever, with any kind of sanity, totally surrender to someone that may leave me and not accept me? And a conditional love no longer attracts me at all, because conditional love isn't real. So if I really want this goal of unconditional love and unconditional trust and unconditional truth, I have to recognize that you are each going to play your part in the accomplishment of the goal that we both set in advance. I have to believe that you as much want peace in your life and happiness in your life as I do. That's me believing you're going to play your part in the accomplishment of the goal, because we set the goal in advance and we both, all of us, want this goal. And if I believe you all will not do your part in making this happen, then it means that my dedication to you is divided and unreal. So I have to believe that just by setting this goal with you today, that this goal that we've set today is going to accomplish every miracle necessary to make our goal of really having the truth and sanity together happen. You know you must be doing it because you're sitting in a room safe and peaceful. And that's a miracle. So we're living it as I speak it. We're having the experience of what I'm teaching as it's happening. Now, my faithlessness would tell me that the situations outside of this class are situations that I could not apply my goal to successfully. Why? Because I don't have a bunch of scripts for you so I can go into happiness with you immediately. I have scripts for all my special relationships, and I withhold my love until those scripts are fulfilled. So with them, I have to wait to sometime maybe in the future that I hope it'll happen. With you, I can have it right now because of my lack of expectations about what you should do to please me. So I have peace with you right now, because now I'm experiencing the condition of peace, which is to absolutely totally want your peace, which means I'm not trying to get you to do anything you don't want to do right now. So now you're in a physical experience of peace, and it's not theoretical. You're having it right now. So the same rules that created peace in this moment is the same rules that will create the peace with the other people. The only difference is with the other people, there's more divided dedication, where you want to do something with them, but you don't really.